Blog Talk Radio. In the 7th chapter and the 3rd verse. These scriptures, sooner or later, we will say something about that we're going to make up our message tonight. We're going to talk about marriage tonight. And our message, common law marriage. Why don't you repeat it after me? Common, a little louder, common law marriage. Thank you very much. Now, as I said, I have a very unusual subject tonight, for I'm dealing with something that all of us have heard about and many of us have experienced. We are going to find out tonight that a lot of people who have been to the courthouse and purchased marriage license are still living a common law marriage. A lot of us seem to think that the only way the common law marriage can be in existence is without a marriage license. But we find tonight that it can be existing with a marriage license. But there's a question in my mind. First of all, what is marriage? There are many concepts of marriage existing in our world today. There are many societies in this world, and there are as many different concepts of marriage as there are societies. You see, each state has a concept of marriage. Each county sometimes might have a concept of marriage. Each country has its own custom. And looking at sociology, sociology says that marriage has no one source of universal control. And that's what sociology says. Sociology says that there is only one basic factor which all societies have found as the most workable and most feasible in the constitution of marriage. She really said, sociology has really said, that there's only one thing that marriage has in common worldwide. And that is a relationship between one man and one woman. But I believe they can add a little to that now, because in our home state, came over the news here 2 months ago, 2 men got married. And sociology goes on to say that the only control that the church has over marriage is that marriage must be between one man and one woman. This is what sociology says. She says that the only control that the church has over marriage, one man and one woman. But you see, sociology says that society controls marriage. You see, whatever society thinks is right will constitute marriage. But we must realize that there are two types of marriages. One put together by man, and one put together by God. This is called a Christian marriage and a non-Christian marriage. You see, God instituted marriage. I'm talking about a Christian marriage now. And his words regulate marriage. Then a real marriage is a divine institution put together by God.
Yeah.
And I ought to have a witness to that.
Yeah.
I said a real marriage, a real divine marriage, is a marriage put together by God.
Yeah.
And God's word is the regulator of all marriages that he put together.
Yeah.
I ought to have a witness to that.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to look at common law marriage. First of all, look at the term common law. Now, common law is the body of rules found in the written records of judges' decisions. It is laws made by judges rather than legislators. You see, early in England's history, judges had to decide their decisions according to what they felt most people thought was right. In other words, judges didn't have their own right to make decisions by themselves. Whatever the people in that particular society thought was right, that is what they would use to make their decisions on. And this was called common law. See, for example, if anybody in a particular society, if they were doing something and had been doing it so long, a judge would move in and he would do research and find out what the people were accustomed to doing. And that would become law. And that's the way common law came into being. Whatever the people said is right. And many states regard common law marriage as legal. You see, we're living in a world where most anything can become law if enough people want it to. For example, you can start some petitions and different things, and anything you want to become law, if enough folk will stand up for it, they'll make it law. Somebody started a movement saying, cut out prayer in the school, and just kept singing that song. And people thought it was the worst thing in the world, but they kept singing the song so long until it started making sense to some folks and became law in many places. And then when they first started about legalizing abortion, I said legalizing abortion, it sounded 50 years ago if somebody would have said that, they would have been lynched. But somebody started a song, legalizing abortion, and just kept singing that song. And it started making sense to people. Anything that people want can become law if enough folk want. And this type of marriage, common law, is when two people just decide to live together without a legal marriage license. Now, y'all excuse me wrong about it, yeah. And normally, the woman comes out on the worst end in a common law marriage. Not all the time, but normally, she comes out on the worst end. You see, most men that live common law marriages are simply, most of them are simply trying to bypass responsibility. You see, it's easier to live a common law marriage for a man than to get some license. So first of all, he has to pay for the license. And usually in a common law marriage, the man is much younger than the lady, usually. And for the most part, the lady will have, do whatever it takes for her companion. And normally she has more than he has. She has a car, home, and the whole layout. And this is very attractive to a young man. And she will gladly let the man come in just to play like they're married. And many times she is willing to take care of him. And whenever they get a house full of children, or it looks like responsibility is going to force in on him, he takes off and starts shacking somewhere else. You see, that's what they call a shacking, you see. You see, most people know that common law marriage is wrong because they don't even feel free in referring to each other as husband and wife. Usually they say, my old man and my old lady. Many times, the reason a lot of these people do not get married is because they have never gotten a divorce from a previous marriage, and they don't want to invest that much in a marriage. Most young men get involved, go crazy over all of the excitement. Soon as mama trains him up, he leaves her and goes somewhere else. Also, an old man likes to shack with a young lady. Amen. Amen. And he will shoot anybody.
That's what I'm talking about.
About his old lady. My daddy always taught us that whatever you own, make sure you get some papers on it. Because it's open to the public. Now, God cannot bless a marriage not put together by him. He said, what he puts together, let no man asunder. Any marriage not of God actually is illegal or common law. Now I'm going to get on some more toes now. I'm leaving you all without the license. Now I'm going to jump on the one with the license. Any marriage, whether you got license or not put together by God, is common law. That's the reason I don't like to see a non-Christian marry a Christian. God doesn't stand for that. Biblically so. The old folk, you used to couldn't even court the girl. If you didn't go to church and the girl would go to church. You had to go to church. Even if you didn't like church, you had to play like you liked it. Young man, I did go all over the world and done everything in the world. Gets ready to settle down and go to run into the church. Somebody, I want me an angel. Well, old folk wouldn't have that. Because you are not equally yoked. And then let's look at a few scriptures here. The Bible said marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But a whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Hebrews 13:4. Then the Bible said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? You ought to take time out to read 2 Corinthians 6:14. Then the Bible goes on to say, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. But she that maketh a shame is as rottenness in his bones. Proverbs 12:4. You see, happiness results from suitable marriage. So marriage has to be suitable before happiness can come. And then also some results with unhappy. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs 21:19, it is better to do well in the wilderness than with a continuous and angry woman. Proverbs 21:19. Now, what are the duties of husband and wife to each other? I'm going to take my time here tonight. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Ephesians 5:25. And then it goes on to say, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. And some people think of period right there. But it said, and likewise also wives unto husbands. 1 Corinthians 7:3. You see, the Bible refers to the church as marriage constantly. The bridegroom coming back to get the bride. Every person that is born again will be qualified to go back with the bridegroom. You see, we must be legally married to the church. A lot of people have common law church membership. I'm coming on to the church house now. I was talking to a woman not long ago, and she said, Reverend, I want to talk to you. She had a problem, and I asked her, where was her church membership? She said, well, right now, you know, I'm living in Houston, but my membership is still back in Louisiana. You see, I stopped by to tell you that a lot of us have what you call a common law church membership. Your church membership should follow you wherever you go. My church membership actually is closer than my eyes are to me. I wouldn't move from Chicago and leave my eyes here and go to Texas. I would take them with me. And then we have a lot of common law missionary sisters. Is that right? Want to do it the way you want to do it. And then we have a lot of common law choir members. Instead of singing for the Lord, we want to sing for ourselves. Ought to get a witness here anyhow tonight. And then we have a lot of common law deacon board members. Is that right? We want to run it the way we want to run it. And excuse me tonight, brother preachers. We have a lot of common law preachers. Pastors, churches. Is that right? But you see, we are only gospel mail carriers. Is that right? We are not responsible for what the mail is. When I get a dun from the post office, I don't get angry with the mailman. The mailman is just to carry the mail that is given to him. Is that right? God gives the preacher the mail. And you are not to do nothing but to take the mail to the mailbox. Is that right? Common law church membership. Too many people here are shacking in the church with church common law membership. Is that right? But I stop by to tell you now that we ought to be married to the church. and then married legally. Is that right? Because you see, when the bridegroom comes back after the bride, is that right? You see, the church is a she. Is that right? The church was designed to give birth. Is that right? And the church has to be the bride. Isn't that right? And I don't know about you, but I want to be married to the church. Is that right? And Jesus never did stand for common law marriage, no how. One day Jesus stopped by a well. Is that right? Talking to a Samaritan woman. Is that right? Jesus could have reached down there and got his own water. Is that right? He asked her, where's your husband? You see, Jesus knew that she had five husbands. And the one she had then didn't belong to her. Is that right? And I move on here tonight, my dear Christian and friend. I don't know about you, but I'm only out tonight is being married to the church. Because God's church will stand. And if I'm legally married to the church, I'm going to stand also. Is that right? And school may go out of business, but God's church will stand. Is that right? I'm about to move on here, close. Y'all want me to quit anyhow tonight? But I'm reminded here tonight, everyone said that there was an old man who ran off and left his family. And he ran off with a young lady in the community. And his wife had toiled with him down through the years. And just like so many folk, when the Lord brings up, many times we turn our back on it. And this man lived with this lady for years. And then one day, the man got sick on his bed and died. Oh, yeah. And then they had a dispute over the properties that belonged to the man. And the woman he lived with said it all belonged to her. And the other woman said it belonged to her. Oh, yeah. And they had to go stand in court and prove who would get the possession left behind. Oh, yeah. And during the court that day, they had the young lady there to stand up first. And she said, I've only come here to settle a dispute. Said, my old man that I live with, oh, yeah, he's dead and gone. But everything he left behind belongs to me. Oh, yeah. She said, I'm sorry for whoever else is left because I was by his bedside when he died. Oh, yeah. And then she took a seat and the judge called for the other lady. Said, I understand there's another woman here that claimed to be the man's wife. And then an old gray-headed lady stood up in that court. Oh, yeah. She had a walking cane in her hand. Yes, my Lord. She hopped up to the courtroom and said, Mr. Judge, let me have my speech here. Oh, yeah. She said, I heard the young lady say that that was her old man. Said, first of all, that disqualifies her right there. But I'm not going to refer to him as my old man. He is my husband. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The old lady went on to say, I toiled with him for 35 years. I picked cotton with him. I gave birth to his children. Oh, yeah. And then the judge raised up his hand and said, wait a minute, can you prove all of that? Yeah. She said, yes, sir, I can prove every bit of it. She reached down in a pocketbook and came out with an old bag. Oh, yeah. She began to look in the bag. Yeah. She pulled out some marriage lines and began to shake them. Said, here they are. He belongs to me. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Oh, yeah. Good God Almighty. Yeah, yeah. So many disputes in this land. So many disputes in the church house. Somebody's wondering who the church belongs to. Yeah. Somebody said it belongs to me. The deacon said it belongs to me. Oh yeah. The usher said it belongs to me. Why the choir member said we paid more money than anybody, and the church belongs to us. Oh yeah. The mission sister said we sold dinners on Saturday and Sunday. It belongs to us. The preacher said, I stood in the pulpit for 25 years. I buried the dead. I married the unmarried. It belongs to me. Oh, yeah. I want to stand up tonight and defend the church. Good God Almighty. It doesn't belong to me. Yeah. It belongs to me. Jesus. It belongs to Jesus. The reason I know it belongs to Jesus. Lives have been given up for the treasure. Did you know the tree has died so that man may live? Oh yeah. The tree died so that man may have shelter. Oh yeah. Not only that, but the bear died that man might have fur to wear. Not only that, but the alligator died that man may have alligator shoes. Yes, my Lord. Not only that, but the cotton stalk died that man may wear cotton clothes. All of those lives were given up so the man could be comfortable in the church. But Jesus died. Jesus died. Jesus died. Let me die. Jesus died. I know he died. Do you believe he died tonight? But one thing I'm glad about. It was Sunday morning. He rose.
Is that right? Did you not know tonight that certain things chain will not unlock the lock of mine. Is that right? Nobody has tried to do this. Is that right? To try to unlock the lock. But beauty will not unlock it. It just won't get in. Beauty is all right to look through. Somebody said that I'm beautiful and I can unlock the lock. But beauty just won't unlock it. Is that right? Yeah. And somebody else said, I'm a millionaire here. And I know I can unlock the lock because I have money. Money, honey, will do anything. Is that right? Marilyn Monroe was a millionaire. And you know money will sit in, but it still won't unlock it. Is that right? Money will fit in everybody's life, but it just won't unlock the lock. Oh, yeah. And I need something here to unlock the lock. I got called tonight. Good about you tonight. I brought a key here that will unlock the lock. I'm going to see about Jesus here. Oh, yeah.
Somebody found me. Y'all went to the